kind of symbol in this thing. Yeah, I like a lot of symbol, mommy. You like how I don't have high little ears.
I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Did she put up a fight? Oh boy, oh boy. Arrah! Welcome to another episode of How Sad Is the Podcast.
I forgot. No, I was going to go. Okay. I was going to try to do it to the beat, but it didn't work. It's okay.
I fucked that up.
It was fine.
I got too excited to do the arrah!
Oh, yeah, no, that was good. I was like, I didn't want to cut you off, but I was like, going to try to do the same thing. And it didn't work. It's fine.
Oh, all right. Well, great start. Yeah, hello and welcome, everybody, to another fantabulous, butt-stabulous episode of How Sad Is the Podcast.
Yep.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. Are we humans? Are we dancers? Or are you going to the mall later? Stoddard.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
It's a remix on that killer song.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize. What song is that?
I don't know. They have a song where it's like, are we human or are we dancers?
Oh, okay.
The time is vital.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It's from one of their CDs that I stopped listening to.
Yeah, I liked
Sawdust.
I liked that one in high school. I would listen to it quite
their first
a bit.
One?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then, they started messing with some stuff.
Hot Fuzz? Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, they put out like a whole CD that was just like remixes.
Oh,
it was
really
weird. Like, I think it was no, it wasn't Sawdust. I don't know, but it was shit.
I can't there
was, like, the last track was like some remix of one of their songs that was like 18 minutes long. It was
what?
It was stupid.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was fucking dumb. Yeah. And then Tim Burton directed one of their videos and they got a little too sassy for
was
me.
That Bones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I re-listened to that song again the other day, and I was like,
Bones?
I used to like it, and now I don't know, I'm a little indifferent. It's like, boom, 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 boom.
I can't even think of the words to it.
Boom, 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 boom. I can't remember the words either. It's like,
yeah.
It was a fire, it was something, and it was I think that's I might have just mixed up a different song, too.
It's still not kicking in for me.
And he's a bitch, and he's a bad bitch.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Well,
so I had a bit of an experience.
Tell me about it, Chad.
The other weekend, I spent every day for a good week and a half working on a book project that I have a client for, a recipe book. It's kicking my ass. It's licking my ass. And
do you mind?
Do you mind? And Tony hit me up.
Well, it's because you have big jugs.
Yeah, that's why he hit you up there.
It's because I have big jugs.
Hey, buddy.
He hit me up and asked if I wanted to go to a Clippers game.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, I don't care. He got invited, so we got to go and be in a suite.
Yeah. The meat suite.
All the hot dogs you can eat.
Yeah.
All the beer you can drink. There was chips and nuts and chicken fingers and mac and cheese, and it was this cool little room with, and it actually had like regular seats up front. It had like three tiers.
Okay.
So it was like down, then there was glass all the way down, and there was like six seats across that, and then an aisle in the middle.
Hmm.
And so we sat at the two on the right, and then there was another tier, same thing, same setup, another tier. Mm-hmm. And then above that was the actual like main level of the suite.
Okay.
And they had like high-rise tables that you could sit at there.
Oh, nice.
And then another table in it. And then they had hot dogs in like a heated thing.
Yep.
And
how many did you put down?
Oh, man. I can't remember. I think it was like six.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
Six hot dogs. Five chicken fingers.
Ooh.
And I went.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have any mac and cheese?
No, I mean, I know Tony said it was really good, but the problem is his pasta just shuts me down.
It makes me sleepy.
Real sleepy. And I was like, I want to enjoy this.
Yeah.
So I just ate 6 hot dogs because that doesn't slow me down, apparently.
Do I want to get sleepy or do I want to start sweating for no reason?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me those dogs.
I was like, well, I already sweat a lot, so let's go dogs.
Was it just you two?
No. So there's like a rep. That I think the reps like change up, but it's like the people that work for, I think this was Central Casting. And so that rep that hands out the tickets to other places that uses Central Casting, he was there. And at first I was like kind of nervous because I was like, oh, like a babysitter kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they had so much booze there and shit. And he was having some drinks and he was just super nice guy. Like the nicest dude. He, super accommodating. He was just really cool about everything. Mm-hmm. Fun to talk to. He loves wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
He was talking about maybe getting us back for some wrestling because he was like, I can rarely find people who want to see the wrestling ones. And I was like, I'm not even a wrestling fan. Yeah. That would be so much fun. Just I was telling Tony, I was like, I don't give a fuck who was playing or what was going on. I could hate it. And I would not say no to that going to that suite.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a suite? Free dogs. I get 6 dogs and some Bud Lights out of it, too. Yeah. Like, come on. And the guy's like super nice. But then there was like a couple... And then there was another couple that had 3 kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was pretty much it. So,
okay.
And then us. So that's 10 people overall in there.
Mm.
It was cool. And they brought a dessert cart around at one point.
Ooh.
Yeah, they had a bunch of crazy shit on there. And I got a peanut butter cookie.
Oh.
And I go back in and the guy's like, really?
That's all you got?
You got a peanut butter cookie? Did you see they had like cakes and shakes and shit? And I was like, I don't know. I haven't had a... Yeah. I'm not a big sweets guy. Person. Yeah. I'm not a cake guy either.
Yeah.
But I was like, I haven't had a peanut butter cookie in so fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it just tickled my fancy, you know?
I don't like that.
And so I had that too. I ate a lot.
Yeah.
I think I had like 6 beers or 7. I went a little slow because I didn't want to...
Blow from the hot dog.
Yeah.
That's
but it was a blast, man. It was sweet. They have so much shit. I haven't been to a like sports game in a while, a live one. I went to a couple Dodgers games with Dan, and those were fun. But like, it's so packed, and this one was so nice because it was it was so cool.
They have TVs in there.
Yeah, they had one TV, and at first he had the Oscars on. Oh, it was the night of the Oscars. Yeah. He had the Oscars on because he was like, this way we can do both.
Yeah.
But then I think somebody had him turn on the game. I was like, why?
So you can see better.
Yeah.
I guess.
Close-ups or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Clippers won, which was sweet. And they were playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Now. But it was the mascot's birthday.
Who cares?
So they had a bunch of other mascots come out. Like they had the, I don't know any of their names.
What is the Clippers guy? He's like a basketball?
No, he's a bird.
He's a bird?
Yeah, he's a bird.
He's
only
team.
Like 2 years old. I think he turned 2.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like a new mascot. Ugh.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
I can't remember. Chucky was his name, I think. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. He was...
Chuck.
There's a minor league baseball team in Lansing called the Lansing Lugnuts. Their mascot was Big Lug. And he was just like this like dinosaur with like... His nostrils were like nuts.
Lugnuts?
Yeah, Lugnuts. And... it was fucking dumb, but then he had like a kid, and like he was
he had a
birthed.
Kid.
Yeah, he was like they
nutty,
like, huh?
A little nutty.
I think it was just little nut. I don't know, something stupid like that.
A little. He couldn't be Bolt though, because
no,
that would
that would be the hamster.
Yeah,
no, Steve that'd Pierce. Be the yeah. They just like birthed him one day. Like they got like a. Dinosaur shell, and he just birthed that again.
Oh,
it was fucking
gosh.
Stupid, but yeah. Big Lug. You gotta go nuts, go nuts, go nuts, go nuts. Lug nuts.
It was fun, though. Like, did you go to some of those games? You know that...
Yeah, I went to, a lot. We
why?
Always, I don't know. We would always just sometimes, like, for some reason, we would always just have tickets.
Oh, okay.
And then, and then there was like, oh, yeah, they're doing fireworks after the game. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they had pyrotechnics on the backboards and shit. It was crazy.
At the Clippers game?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had shit going off in the beginning and
that's
stuff.
Not a fire hazard?
And but they had a bunch of his mascot friends come over, too. So the horse or stallion or whatever from the Pistons was there.
Oh.
Whatever his name is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there was who else? There was a duck. I think it was the... Was it the Ducks guy? It was like, it was weird because I don't think they were all basketball. Maybe they were.
Or was it Oregon?
No, it, I mean, this is it, NBA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of Ducks?
I don't know. Pelicans? There was a Duck.
Oh, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks
That's
guy?
What I thought it was, yeah. Maybe, but I don't know. Huh. But but then there was the Suns Gorilla. And that boy
what?
Can dunk. That boy can dunk, my man. Right. Yeah, it's right. Fucking great. So they did the whole thing where they like run up and shit, and the Duck at one point went to slam dunk, mm-hmm. And
slam
man,
duck.
He fucked it up. Sorry. Yeah, slam duck. And, yeah, he did. He slam fucked it up.
Damn.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
Yeah.
As you know, dancers and shit, and then silly like games. I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with a sports game.
Yeah.
I don't follow the shit, but
yeah. No, that's fun. Yeah.
It's a goddamn
like,
blast.
Yeah. Like I don't like watching baseball, but they're fun to go to. Yeah. If you're not sitting in the fucking sun.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty rough with the Dodgers shit. And yeah. Their bathrooms are not made for shy bladders at all.
No.
They're like just little holes right next to each other, and it's not like a trough, but it might as well be. And it almost makes you having your dick out more of a presentation than what a trough would be.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't care for it.
No, I don't like and that
it is
at
just,
all.
It was fucking so expensive. Like,
yeah.
That's why I don't go to the things. You buy tickets and you're like, oh, the tickets weren't that bad. And then it was like, yeah. And then the hot dog and a beer is like $13, $14.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'll tell you though, Dodger dogs are fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
they
on them?
Certain taste to them. No, I mean, I would get them plain.
Oh.
I also realize now my tastes are different. I think Coney dogs did this to me because when I was younger, I would only get a Coney dog with the melted cheese and the Coney chili on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. But now I've tried it with onions. I'm getting more into onions.
Onions are great, man.
But now I can't have a Coney dog without it being like a Coney dog.
Yeah.
So it's like chili, you know, the onions, and then yellow mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's holy shit. I tried it without chili on some of these dogs.
Yeah. Might as well be eating the shoe.
Yeah. You know? Hey, I'll eat a shoe.
Yeah.
I'll eat Amy Schumer's pussy.
Ooh.
If she's got all the Coney dog
fixings. Yeah. Hold on. Jake's coming over. Let me. That's how she waxes is just the fucking heat from the chili.
I have a just tongue like a cat's tongue. Yeah. And so she puts the chili on and then I just lick all the chili in her hair off of her entire body.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. It pays well, though.
Yeah, it pays
really well.
It's best gig I got lined up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a great credit to have.
But it was sweet, man. It makes me like excited about if I ever get to a point where I'll get comp tickets for anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all of it.
Yeah,
like I don't understand why you don't see more people or like hear about more people doing it that get shit like that.
Oh yeah,
like I would do it every fuck. Like we were talking to him, we're like, "You getting anything off the dessert cart?" And he was like, "No, man, this is my fourth or fifth time being here this week."
Jesus,
and I was like, "That's so cool!" Like, God damn it, man. Yeah. And then he left us alone in there after the game. And so then I ate three more hot dogs so that I could videotape it for that Deggy draft video that I made. Just vomiting. And so that was three of the dogs of the six was after, and it was fast.
Yeah.
That was not a smart idea.
Were they grilled, steamed?
I think they were like steamed.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is when I went in, I was like, ah, it's a bummer. I can't get it in the cool little wrapping thing and shit that they do. But I don't know. They could have been rolled, I guess. But they were just put in one of those presentation warmer things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the chafers or whatever.
The nice thing is it's a fucking hot dog.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
It's one of the beauties of it. You can't really fuck it up. Yeah. Where the chicken tenders, they were sweating. So the breading was getting a little soggy.
Oh,
and
no
so it's like if a hot dog gets soggy, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it gets dry, that's when you got a jerky dog on your hand. Yeah.
That's true.
Fuck a turkey dog. I want a jerky dog.
Ooh, all right.
But yeah, no, it was a good time. I forgot I was going to say something else. I thought. But one of the dudes there, the dude there that was with the couple had the funniest fucking laugh. I wish I remembered it, but Tony and I are sitting down and he had this super goofy and he was just like, like some shit like that. And we're down, he's a couple tiers behind us. And Tony and I are trying so hard not to laugh so it doesn't make him like self-conscious, but it just couldn't be done.
Yeah.
A good laugh is so perfect.
Yeah,
like,
that always kills me.
Oh, man. It's so funny.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, it was a good time.
I was going to say, I think, I'm pretty sure it's the Brooklyn Nets, but they're There's an NBA team. I think it's them, but they're like mascot. All it is a guy. It's a buff dude with a jersey on and a basketball for a head. And it's really stupid.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure it's a Brooklyn Nets.
It's like a weird take on the and one logo.
Yeah.
Just basketball on the head.
Well, okay, we got to do something. So just put a human, you know, human body basketball head.
Ball
perfect.
On his head. Yeah.
It's fucking dumb.
It's weird.
But yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing, well, they, because it used to be the New Jersey Nets, right?
Yeah. The Brooklyn Bullets.
Okay. They had a team before the Nets?
Yeah.
Brooklyn did?
Okay.
I thought
that
was like a new
way
thing.
Back then. Yeah.
Yeah, because Brooklyn Nets are only like 3 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Three or four. Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, it used to be New Jersey Nets, and then there was the Brooklyn Bullets, but that was like fucking a long time ago.
What's New York?
New York Knicks.
Knicks. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay.
Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers. Is that it? Yeah. That's what they call them?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's weird.
Could be wrong. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
But it was fun.
Basketball.
Yeah. Hey. Dunk.
Don't make me. Yeah.
Dunk.
Dunk.
I'll dunk on your ass.
Speaking of dunking on asses.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I told you it'd be a butt-stabulous episode, you guys.
Dunkaroos.
Not like everything we talk about is asses and...
Yeah, just most of the time.
Yeah. Speaking of asses...
Sure, why not?
We got a couple more that won't open.
Yeah.
For
these butts are closed for summer.
Yeah. No,
or winter.
No stabbing in these open wounds.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Ow. Jesus.
That's awful. Yeah. I just shit out of my open wound. Yeah. Ugh. Good. I hated that.
That's all right. You know, it happens.
Made me sweat.
Yeah.
Woo. Sweating, thinking about
No, man.
What if you wore a patch over your brown eye? Like an eye patch.
A brown eye patch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's what underpants are, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
What happened to your eye? Oh, nothing. It just leaks a little bit. I got a lazy brown eye.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know?
It's like the lazy river. Just yeah. Something's always drifting. <Whoa. laughs> That's gross.
Oh, yeah. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's know. A... Yeah. Here's some more... Here's some more lovely ladies.
Yeah, lovely, loving the ladies.
Who definitely wouldn't fuck us.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating. Is it hot in here for
it's
you?
It's a little warm. I took my
hoodie off. Beads go down my back. Yeah. I'm going to open this window.
Okay. Is that the shirt the neighbor gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Stealing her brother's clothes. Pretty soon you're going to be stealing his room. All right. So this first lady, Nora Ephron. She's
Ooh,
the director.
Okay.
Yeah. She, Nora Ephron wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she, Nora Ephron, which is the name of my dick in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You named your dick Ron, huh?
Yeah. Just for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call it a Ron Swanson family dinner?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Funches, and I was like, no.
No.
No, it's not exciting. I mean, overrated.
Your dick is very overrated. I will say that. Yeah.
That's true.
It's cute. It sounds cute, and it's overrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lisping black man.
Oh, my cock? Yeah, it's a lisping black man. So, it's
good. Yeah.
All right. I've got a...
Sorry, guys. I don't know.
I've got one here. This is Lily Simmons.
Who's that?
She was she was in True Detective. She was the girl that shit. What was Woody Harrelson's character's name?
That's a good question.
Fuck. I just rewatched this.
Yeah.
I love that season.
Marty?
Marty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Marty they go to that trailer park with all the prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
and it's the really young one that he gives money to.
And the one
and then later they end up sleeping together and shit. But she was also in Bone Tomahawk and Westworld.
I like
well.
Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah, me too. But Lily Simmons, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a wet noodle, whiskey dick, faggot fuck.
All right.
That it's a line from the show, you guys. Not,
yeah.
Not from my own brain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Even if you were a good man, Marty?
Yeah, hey.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got for that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was gonna say something about Bone Tomahawk, but it's kind of a play on its name already.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little it's easier. And I just said it anyways.
This next lady, let's go with this. Miss Frizzle.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. You remember her. from our childhood. Yeah. Miss Frizzle wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I magic school bust a nut on her face and called her Miss Jizzle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I like that.
And I had an iguana on my shoulder or something the whole time.
She have the kids. She has the kids getting the school bus and go inside of her if you come inside of her, and then they kill all the the sperm.
That'd be that's an after school episode.
They just choke them all out one by one.
Yeah.
Miss Jizzle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This last one here is Anna Judd. She's a runner.
Oh.
She did a trek across the country.
Okay.
And they called her
what country?
Our country.
Oh.
Tis of thee.
Okay.
Tis of these, you know?
Nuts.
But they called her the female Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I owned a shrimping boat.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. And that's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I got, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I went quick with these ones.
Yeah.
Which is fine, you know?
I like it.
That's so stinky fart.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to play a podcast backwards. But
pretty much.
Yeah. So speaking of quick, let's get this over with. We've got. We got the old
joke of the.
It was me.
Joke of the gay.
Yeah.
And I'm not excited about
no,
it.
No, mine are trash too.
I got one that's quick that I have a weird feeling that I've said already on here.
Let's hear it.
But But we're pretty far in. This is what, episode 55? Man, it's good. It's good. Yeah. But it's pretty quick. I haven't messed with it too much. I think I could do more, or it's
okay.
It might just be good, like quick thing. But something about how I used to work at a restaurant. I was a cook at a restaurant for a while.
Yeah.
And I had to quit recently. And I realized I needed to quit, and I had realized that I had just been working there too long, and I was going through the motions.
Yeah.
When I was at home making dinner for myself, and when I finished it and plated it, I caught myself spitting in my own food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole joke. That's all I got so far.
Yeah.
But you know, something along the lines of me being so used to spitting in other people's food that I started doing it at home, and I was like, all right, this has to stop.
Yeah.
Or maybe I could go somewhere along the lines of like, I enjoy the taste of my own spit. It's already in there. It's in my mouth. I'm just putting it back in.
Yeah.
You know, that's dumb too. I don't know.
My compliments to the chef. Hey. I just picture you saying that and standing in front of a mirror.
Eating in front of a mirror. Mm. Give my compliments to the chef. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Or maybe something if it was like I sent my own food back.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't make sense, though. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't played with it in a while.
No.
It's like my own. It's very unlike my own penis.
Hmm.
I play with that. I don't know if I'd call it playing with it anymore. You know what I mean?
What would you call it?
I don't know. It's it's more like I think it's like a match now, you know?
A match?
Not like a match you light, but like a wrestling match.
Mm, interesting.
I don't know, actually. I'm trying to think. It might just be like brushing my teeth.
Okay.
You know?
Maintenance?
Yeah. 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 Jerking off is just like taking a shit now.
Yeah, it's like, something I gotta do.
Yeah, hey, I gotta do this.
It's like having a kid. Like, I gotta check in every once in a while just so he doesn't fucking stab somebody.
I just say every time I go, right before I jerk off, I go, well, I gotta go put the kids to sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and their comforter is a napkin.
Ooh.
Or a paper towel. Or a paper plate sometimes.
Yeah, hey.
And
you're living it.
Yeah, or sometimes just I treat them like a goldfish right into the toilet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to go drop a dead goldfish in the toilet.
There you go.
And yeah, my little swimmers, you know?
Yeah, little Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Stupid fucking idiot.
No, that's cool, man. Mine aren't very... Mine, I have two quick ones, I think. Mm. I think one of them I tried like a while ago, like a real long time ago. No.
Okay. Oh, you mean
I think
on
I
stage.
Told it on stage. Yeah. shit. I had another one. It was something I tweeted the other day, and it got like,
I'm gonna fucking shoot.
It got acknowledged, so.
Oh, on Twitter?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would have to set it up differently.
Is that what got you your Theo Von follow?
Mm-hmm. No, he's not following me anymore. I don't want to talk about it.
No. Oh, my God.
He just
God.
Did the flash follow thing where it's like,
no.
Follow, I'll follow you, and then like unfollows you like 4 hours later.
Man, that's bullshit. That's what everybody's doing these days. That fucking shit where you can pay, and I think we've talked about that on the cast. I've talked about it with enough people. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's all disgusting.
Next time I see Theo, we're going to have a chat.
I'm going to have some words with that boy.
Unfriendly chat.
I'm going to kill his guinea pig. Yeah. Choke his guinea pig to death.
He's fucking,
I don't know why he likes guinea pigs so much.
Man.
It's fucking hilarious.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Hey, you follow my buddy Casey. I'm fucking choking this little turd out.
I'll cut your goddamn mullet off, you fucking bitch.
Boy.
Dead baby. That's what I'll do.
I would hold a gun to Steve Pierce's head. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll kill the hamster from Bolt.
There you go. No, it's my favorite movie, bro. It's my shit, bro.
Frisky.
I like that hamster and the hamster from Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah, yeah.
Voiced by Chris Rock.
We're getting whisker whipped up here.
Is that Chris Rock?
Yeah, it is. That's my sister and I used to watch that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So ridiculous. It was like one of the one VHSs we had at my dad's place.
Yep.
Oh, God.
We had that up at my grandparents' cabin up at Houghton Lake. We had that small soldiers, Caddyshack.
We didn't have that one.
And Sidekicks.
Oh, I didn't have that one either.
That movie was fucking dope. It's so bad.
I don't think I ever even heard of it.
It's Chuck Norris, and then I showed you it one time. Yep. The guy, the main character, killed himself.
I've heard of it. Yeah,
and then Basic Instinct, which we weren't allowed to watch.
Yeah, I was going
to
say okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Not a great movie selection up at the Houghton Lake cabins.
I just realized that like my bio dad's living situation was exactly like a hotel, like just a hotel room.
Yeah,
like I think that's why I like am comfortable in hotels so much. Yeah, because it was a house, but it was like. Both my sister and I's rooms had a 19-inch TV VCR combo
nice.
And a bed, and that's like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then his room had a jacuzzi in it and a big TV VCR combo. It was like an old, it was like a motel.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And it stunk always.
Did you have an ice machine?
Yeah, we did. We did have an ice machine. Not like a big one, but our fridge made ice.
Nice.
He had to ice down those shitty redneck Bloody Marys. Or micheladas.
What?
It was just tomato juice and beer is what he would make.
Micheladas?
That's what micheladas are, right?
I've never heard of that.
A michelada?
No.
Oh, they're
not a big.
It's like spicy beer. It's like a Bloody Mary without vodka, and it's got beer instead. I might be saying that wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'm not a big breakfast drink person.
You know what? I get hankerings for them, but then what sucks is like when Melissa was visiting, we got stuff for because we were drinking a ton, and it'd be like that was like a hankering. But now I have a shitload of Bloody Mary mix in the fridge. I have orange juice in there still. I have champagne in there.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not gonna fucking drink like. And
I'll invite some girls over. So yeah, spray it on.
Hey,
them,
you know? Yeah, exactly. But that's what's crazy about that is you just end up with a bunch of ingredients.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I enjoy it when I get the hankering though. I make a pretty good Bloody Mary. I like hot sauce and shit. So
put
some of that in Worcestershire sauce and shit.
Ooh,
and,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Not
get to your joke yet.
Yeah, it's trash. That's what it is.
Okay.
No, you mentioned. I've always wanted to do. You were talking about pee shy. I've always wanted to do a joke about it.
Yeah,
because like I don't know. It's a weird phenomenon.
I like imagining it like where your pee is just going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna come out or not? I don't know.
Come out of your room.
Get out.
No.
Of here.
No one understands me.
I don't know.
Just like
like
you know, like little like when little kids are like being introduced to somebody and they like hide behind their parents.
Yeah.
That's your pee.
It's just my pee hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hanging out behind my cock. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, he'll come out when he's ready.
Yeah. If he likes you, he'll come out.
Yeah.
And then it just. Comes out all over somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your joke.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. So I tweeted. I'll just read the tweet I had. But if I ever did turn into a joke, I would have to redo the setup. But it's just shout out to dudes who can just walk up to urinals and start peeing immediately, while the rest of us have to close our eyes, imagine we're in a room, an empty room, and hum all by myself, in an attempt to maybe get a stream going after a minute or two.
I like that.
Which is something I do.
Really?
Yeah, at work. I just like, just have to like close my eyes and just like, pretty much. The bathroom situation at my work is less than ideal.
Oh,
it's awful. I hate it.
Oh man, I had this peeing one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to find it real quick if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Since we're already talking about peeing, yeah. Or I could save it. I don't know. But it's like a weird long one that I think could be funnier in the fact that it's long.
Okay.
Like I don't think the bit itself is very funny, but the way of doing it where you go for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, where is it here?
You want me to do my other one?
Yes, yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Yeah, I came across this in an old notebook. I think I might have told it a few times. I don't know. But it's when I was 15, I got caught calling a phone sex hotline. And I remember my dad sat me down and he said, "How many times do I have to tell you not to call and bug your mom while she's at work?"
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's pretty good, man.
I think I told it a couple times, but...
Did it ever work?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember.
Don't remember it well enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But phone sex—that's so outdated.
Do people
kids.
Still call those right now?
I hope so. I mean, I would just throw back shit. Why not?
That's spoken like a true asshole.
Also, I felt really stupid the other day. I was at work. I think like 2 weeks ago, I was at work and I was just fucking really tired. And I was like, that was Carl Weathers in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he does not look like him at all, though. Like, no. He looked fat and, like, old, and I was like, I was like, that was fucking, because I was working on Predator, and I was like, fucking Carl Weathers, and I was like, he was also in Happy Gilmore.
It just fucking clicked. Yeah, it is so insane to watch him in Predator.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
oh my God,
see
that
him in all
hilarious,
the other movies,
dude.
And you're like, he was ripped at one point? Like, how did that, it's like it just, like, flashed one away.
There's a great, when him and Arnold Schwarzenegger, like on the first time they're on screen together, they high five and then
they go, pwah,
yeah, and then grab. They grab and then it goes,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, no, like the camera like zooms into both their biceps and there's like a guitar, like a guitar chord just goes, wow. Oh, it's fucking great.
Oh, it's the greatest.
I think that movie's hilarious, dude.
Is that the you son of a bitch? And then they do that?
Yeah.
Because they did that I think they've done that in a few movies where they make fun of that shot.
Probably,
just because it's so they did it in Community in the paintball one.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Winger, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Somehow, Predator 2 is even more ridiculous than the first one.
Dude, I've never seen it. I want to see
it. It's got Danny Glover
in it. I was going to say, it's got Danny Glover, and then it's like in the city, isn't it?
It's in L.A. It's like the L.A.'s just going to chaos. Like, it's gone. Like, it's full on, like, martial law. Like, the gangs are, like, all fighting, and then they have to bring in the Predator to, like... kill the gang members or some shit like that. Yeah, it's insane, man.
Oh, that's
it makes
weird.
No sense.
I want to see it.
Yeah, and
I'm
going to
watch
Glover
it while Brian's in town.
The best. Yeah. What a franchise. Shane Black's doing the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
I wish he would just do another... Honestly, if he just stayed with doing the cool...
buddy cop shit?
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. Like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is so fun, and then fucking The Nice Guys was so funny and so fun. I don't even care if it's like, he does the same shit. I don't give a fuck.
He's
like,
great
it's fucking awesome. Yeah. All right, so here's the...
Pee-pee.
Public bathroom pee-pee joke.
TT.
I think I wrote this right after I went to the bathroom at an Arclight.
Ooh.
And, So it's like, I don't know if it's funny or not. I haven't read it in a while. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you ever do that thing where you go to the bathroom and all the urinals are full except one, so you go and stand at it, but then remember you just wandered in there because you got to the movie theater too early and wanted to make sure you didn't have to pee before the movie, but now you don't have to, but then you get nervous the guy next to you will find out you're a fraud, so you push really hard to get something out, but all that comes out is a pathetic little fart and a squirt of pee-pee. And then you shake your dick off like you just filled a kid's swimming pool, spit, and then flush. Because you walked in there a man and you're sure as hell going to walk out one.
I like the ending.
I think I did that once.
I like that.
I was just anxious and bored before a movie. And I was walking around downtown before I got there. And I was like 30 minutes early. I was like, oh, I'll go see if I have to pee. And then it was like full in there.
Yeah, I hate
that.
So then
I just stood there and was like, well...
Yeah, I've done that. Like, I've walked up.
Pee.
Yeah, at Arclight, you like walk up to a urinal, and then a movie lets out, and then it's just like you're there for like 30 seconds, and then it's awful. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. I fucking hate that shit. I fucking. There's a guy.
Oh, I'm hurt.
It might have been Bar Lubitsch. I don't know. Anyways, I was in the bathroom somewhere, and this guy farted 3 times during one piss.
Ooh, like, it stopped your stream.
Dude, it was like he turned that piss in like to like a like a fucking play, like a 3-act play, just like
those were the intermissions.
Yeah, just fucking like you added a story arc to a fucking piss. Like, why would you do like just fucking? It was ridiculous.
I like that. Just everything stops.
Yeah.
Go.
I got an after. Then he's at the sink, washes his hand, farts again. He's like, "That's the after credits sequence."
Yeah, yeah. And then the sink stops flowing for a minute. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All the streams stop when you fart. Apparently, that shit cracks me up. It's very funny to me that you stop peeing when you fart.
I know.
I think I've tried to fart and pee at the same time. Yeah. And it doesn't happen.
No. It's weird because you can shit and piss at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's got to be salad. It just can't be one, apparently.
No, I guess. I wonder if it's the push. If you you can only push from one hole at a time, you know?
Because if you're trying to get out of fart,
squeaked out, you'd be able to keep peeing.
Well, like, because like once you get a poop going, it kind of just, you know, you can hit like cruise control and it just jets on out. But like you always got to, you know, you got to keep pushing when you're farting, you know? You got to push her through.
Yeah, once that brown train's in motion.
Yeah, you got to hold the hand or your fart to walk it down the aisle.
It's like a more of a shove.
Yeah. You
gotta,
get out
like
out
a shotgun
here.
Wedding. Yeah. Everything freezes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
peeing and farting, we're cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
on that,
we're funny.
We're cool.
I don't know. I said cool. Okay. Right. I'm out of it today, man.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. With 30 seconds of Michael Jordan and some hot dogs, my friend.
Yeah.
Michael, what can you tell us about your future plans?
I like to buy myself a ballpark.
Michael Jordan is going to buy a Major League ballpark. Will he buy Comiskey?
Will he buy Yankee Stadium?
A Yankee ballpark.
How much is Jordan willing to pay for a ballpark?
15, 20.
Your usual, Mr. Jordan, one ballpark.
Ballpark Franks. So full of flavor, they plump when you cook them.
Yeah, I might just have enough for two ballparks.
And try Ballpark Fat-Free Franks. All the taste, none of the fat.
Oh, okay.
He might only have enough money for two ballparks. Bullshit.
Yeah, well, he said
Michael
that...
Jordan.
He said, how much would you pay for a ballpark? He said, 15, 20. What? No, you don't do that. Oh, they might have been making like a ballpark. A ballpark reference.
Yeah.
Like him buying an actual ballpark, not
a hot
dog.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an idiot. That's exactly what they're doing.
But he's still like the richest person in the world. Yeah, yeah. And he liked to gamble.
And one of the funniest memes.
Oh, yeah. The crying Jordan.
What was that from? Some like them memorializing him or some shit like that?
Oh, this is like gay. Yeah. So gay.
I think it was that.
It was that.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Oh, all right.
Michael, I remember I went to, there's a Michael Jordan steakhouse in downtown Chicago. And I went there when I met
a
girl's family while I was dating her. And
they wanted to go to Michael Jordan Steakhouse?
They went there. We went there for cocktails afterwards. And you know what? Had a pretty dang good Manhattan.
Ooh, all
right. Not going to lie. It was pretty good.
Was it a slam dunk?
It was a it was slam dunk the funk.
Yeah.
I put it up. I got that feeling.
Even that fat one.
Yeah. No, it was legit. It was a good. It was a good ass fucking drink.
Hey,
you know?
Shit. Yeah. Hey. It's the bartender gave you a good assist.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? It was Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, harden the tank.
Harden the tank. Sports references.
So dunk.
Talk about a hole in one.
cold cut combo.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, we're...
Speaking of oh shit.
Yeah, hey, that's very true. I don't know if my story has to do with Dookie at all, but I hope it does not. we're going to a bit here called Note Card Secrets, where we're going to read off 3 scenarios, and then the other person's going to guess which one actually happened, and then we're going to tell the story.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. It's easy.
You guys have heard this before.
Yeah, you've heard it before. And so, if you haven't, thanks for tuning in now.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to some more.
Yeah,
listen to the old ones.
Picked a very piss and fart heavy episode.
Yes, very true.
Tune in. And hot dogs. And basketball, too.
Hey, you know what? Hot dogs are a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just watched a video on how hot dogs are made, and there was a ton of articles that were like, you're never going to want to eat a hot dog again. And I was like, you couldn't stop me now.
I'll eat a hot dog while I'm reading this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was more upset that they make them, I can't just drink that paste that they're yeah. made out of. I was like, just give me the paste. I'll brush my teeth with that shit.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be so disgusting.
They do that in like Jackass, right? They give them like, they give Phil like meat toothpaste.
Oh, meat paste. That was in yeah. Viva La Bam.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. That's fucking
And then
gross,
they like
man.
Ironed on his face, like all of his clothing.
Yeah, I remember
it
that.
Like, it said like, and a hamburger fuck or something on it.
Was that a hamburger?
Oh, it was a hamburger.
Yeah, that was really funny.
They just ironed on hamburgers on all his shit. It's crazy for me to think about how young Bam was in Dang. All that shit.
He's 23 or 24
he
or something.
He was so young. Yeah, yeah, the whole time. It's so funny.
Wow.
Phil is just the greatest. He's got a kid now.
Oh my God.
I know. I know. Bam's yeah. got a kid.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. All right, you guys. Well, you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
Feel like I go first a Whoop. Lot.
That's fine.
Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
All right. All right. So, here we go. It's, one time I dunked on my grandma at a chili cook-off.
Ooh.
Speaking of dunking.
Yep.
So, one time I lost my car at the very first party I went to in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I once found a dead cat inside an old trunk cleaning out my dead aunt's place.
Mmm. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
This might have stumped me for the first time.
Really?
I think so.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go with, I mean, I know your grandma's a bitch, so she gets yeah, dunked on all the time.
Yeah.
By everyone.
That's true, yeah. It's not much of a story.
I think you lost your car.
Okay. Yeah, you're correct.
I am? You're oh, correct. Shit.
The dead cat one's intriguing, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you told me some stories about your one of your aunts, too, and she seems yeah. pretty...
They're all alive, weird. Well, I have one aunt that died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have an aunt, mm. Alice, but she's not, she wasn't like, I think she's a great aunt.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know exactly what those yeah. are, but mm-hmm. yeah, but my other aunts are dead, and one's a guy now, so.
Alien ant farm?
Alien ant,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just cranking out ants.
I like that. I want that story, though. I mean, I don't want to find a dead cat, but.
Yeah, that's sad.
But it seems like something that's like, oh, that's where mittens went.
Yeah.
But yeah, I lost my car at the very first party I went to in Grand Rapids. So freshman year, I lived on campus.
Where was the party?
Party was, oh dude, it was like right over by where I ended up living too, like right in that area. Fuck. You know where Fulton splits into Lake?
Like Michigan? Lake?
Maybe it's not called Lake. If you're heading towards Easttown,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Fulton. Fulton is the one that goes all the way down to Pew Campus,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you take it out,
yep.
And you're heading towards Eastland or East Grand Rapids,
yeah.
And then there's a part where it splits,
yeah.
And that I think is called Lake.
Sure.
And you take Lake, and then that goes by Marie Katrebe's.
Yeah, I used to. I used to have to take that fucking street all the time. I don't know what it is. Yeah, when I lived with Stu,
right over there.
Marie Katrebe's is pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
I liked it, yeah.
But I lived in like several different. I lived right by that. I lived like kitty corner from that, the place that I went to.
The other street, is it Cherry? Does it split to Cherry yet, or is that another block?
No,
over?
Lake meets up with Cherry.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm fucking up. But there's that one. Yeah. But
I know what you're talking about.
So I technically still lived on campus for the first semester of my sophomore year, mm-hmm. but I lived on Pew Campus.
Oh, fancy.
And yeah, it was like the first, I think it was the first weekend I was there, and my friend Jeanette lived right by that split,
mm-hmm.
and she was having a party, and she was like, you should come out and hang out. And if mm-hmm. I would have known Grand Rapids better,
yeah.
I wouldn't have driven at all.
Oh, no, yeah. That's a bad fucking, I know Stu and a couple other people have gotten like in accidents like at that split.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people just fucking blow through that stoplight yeah. all the time, man.
And yeah, I just didn't know the layout of Grand Rapids very mm-hmm. well at all.
Yeah. That's pretty far too from Pew.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it probably would have been
It's a straight shot, but it's
Yeah. It probably would have been like a 25-30 minute walk.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because I mean, I've made that walk a lot because I lived over there mm-hmm. in that same area. Yeah, honestly, it was probably more like it was like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I would walk to work when I worked at the courtyard and I lived up the block mm-hmm. from that one, the place that when we started hanging out.
Yeah,
that's
the Cherry Street.
If we went down, oh yeah, that's what it is. Cherry intersects with that.
Yeah.
It intersects right uh-huh. at the split.
Yeah, that's
what it
yeah,
is. Okay,
yeah,
okay
yeah, yeah.
yep.
Yeah.
Or no, it doesn't. That's not Cherry. Cherry is parallel with Fulton.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, yeah, that's what it is.
And then Lake
yeah.
ends up going okay. into it and meeting, yeah. and they meet right at Marie Katrieb's.
Okay, that's what it is, yeah.
But, so it would have been like a 25-30 minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the area, and I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know what. I was young and I was dumb, mm-hmm. you know, and.
Sorry. Quick.
You're good.
Quick aside. Okay, so you know there's Marie Katrieb's, and then there's like this big ass fucking like fancy restaurant.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was Mangiamo's.
Did you ever go to that?
I went one time.
Same here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my friend's birthday, and they're like, "Oh, we'll give you guys like a free dessert," and it was the worst fucking.
Was it?
Like it was like I don't know. I don't remember what they said it was, but it was something that was. It tasted like black licorice, mm-hmm. but had like. The consistency of a chunky pudding.
Oh.
And there were like eight of us and everyone was like, well, we can't, like, it was free. Like, we have to like eat it.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like, we're all like, oh, I don't want to like, you know, be like,
offend
oh,
somebody
we didn't
or
like
something.
It. So we sat there, we passed it around in a circle and each like had to like, we're like, you have to eat at least a spoonful. And then we're all just like,
it was like a game.
It was
it was like a game
awful,
of roulette, but yeah. all the chambers were filled with bullets.
Yeah, yeah. We're all just like, it was disgusting.
Diddy Mo,
yeah. And it was, yeah. But I had the sandwich I had was good, but yeah. that dessert was no good.
I don't know if I had dessert. I went with Sean and Lacey once after we won a costume contest at the Bob.
Oh, yeah.
And we were dressed as Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, nice.
And we won a gift card.
Yeah.
And it was to any of the Gilmore collection. So we're like, let's go to this fancy place.
Of course. It's,
it was so expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid, man.
And then we talked about it because apparently they do like take out pizzas.
Oh, okay.
And their pizzas are supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And we're like, we should have just done that and then gone home and drank. Like,
yeah.
We could have gotten like six pizzas mm-hmm. for what we paid for the whole thing. Like for all of us, we used the gift card up and had to pay some money.
Yeah.
I think it was like $100 gift card too.
Yeah. I remember like driving by there and like seeing people like set up for a wedding and shit. And I was like, that's gotta be a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's fucking, yeah.
And it was like super fancy food. And I probably don't have the best palate in the world. Clearly
no.
I talk about hot dogs all the time, but,
it's not,
it just wasn't for me. Like the plating, I respect the plating. It's an art, it's whatever it is, but it's just, I don't know. I've never really had something at a really fancy place that I've been like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this, like a thing. But yeah, you give me fried pickles and pastrami sliders.
Ooh, I'm
good to go.
Barney's.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill you up.
Please do.
That's what, that's what the sliders say to you.
Yeah.
Fill you up, Jacob.
All right. So, okay. So my friend Jeanette invited me to this party and she had a house or I think it was a part of a house.
Duplex?
Yeah.
Suplex?
Yeah, suplex. she had like an upstairs thing. With like a weird room where beer pong was set up and stuff like that. And so I went, but I drove and I ended up parking my car down the street a little bit and then went in, had a blast. And there was this girl that I had a huge crush on. I can't remember her name. But the whole night I was just trying to like hit on her. And then I think this was a different time, but I went to a party at Jeanette's place another time. And one of her friends was wearing this hat and he was this really drunk, like punk dude.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up in like the attic spot where people are playing beer pong. But there's like roof. it was like an attic. So there's like, there's like exposed nails
wood and shit. Yeah. Not like a finished attic.
Yeah. And so at one point this dude is really drunk and he stumbles backwards into this beam.
Oh no.
And there's a nail in it and it goes into his head. And then when he goes, ow, and then he walks forward and his hat stays.
That's kind of funny.
His hat stays on the nail.
What kind of hat was it?
It was just like a fucking, it was like the way that my Yoda hat is set up where
oh, okay.
The punky like
yeah,
curl the
gotcha,
curl
okay.
the bill
yeah.
up.
be funny.
He was just like, doo doo doo, floom. And he goes, oh, and then walks forward immediately and his hat just like, dink.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. It was really funny. But I don't think that was that party. But yeah, I was there and I was still, I mean, I had freshman year under my belt, which was a lot of drinking, but I was still, you know, just, I was drinking and blacking out like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I drank a ton. I think she had like a keg and a bunch of liquor and shit like that. And I had a blast. And my buddy Brian came over and hung out with me too, because he lived in GR. and so then I just blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up on his couch.
Ooh.
At his place.
Yeah.
Which I had no clue where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up and then one of his roommates, my buddy Hunter, comes down the stairs and he thought I was Tony.
Oh, okay.
Because we both had, if you look at like us younger, we both had very similar hair, long, curly hair. And so he comes down and I like half wake up and he goes, hey, beautiful, morning, beautiful. And I was like, like, I don't know you. And he was just like, oh, hey, like, I was like, yeah, I'm Jacob. And he's like, you want some eggs?
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. And then he just went in the kitchen, cooked himself up some eggs and then went upstairs. And then Brian grabs me and we go to get my car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Ooh.
It is just gone.
Yeah.
And so we drive around a little bit to try and find it. I have the keys.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Can't find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I start panicking. I have him drop me off at my place.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck, man. I don't know what to do. And I think I called my mom first, or I ended up calling my mom and the cops that same day.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't have anybody to drive me around. I think Brian had to work or go to class or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And if I could have been driven around a little more, I might have found it.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, and I couldn't. So I ended up calling the cops and reporting it missing.
Oh.
And told my parents about it. They were not psyched. My mom and stepdad were not happy. Mm-hmm. It was like a hand-me-down car. It was my stepdad's old Subaru that he had put like 350,000 miles on.
Damn.
Doing his work and shit. And it was seriously like maybe 4 days after they dropped me off to live on campus.
Really?
Shit. Yeah. And so it wasn't great. And so she comes out at one point and we go to the so I make the report.
Yeah.
They take all the info down. I tell them, you know, I have the keys, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so they list it. And then like maybe 2 days later, they find it.
Yeah.
And it's on some side street. And so we go in to find out where it is because it's been impounded now. So I go in.
Oh, got towed?
Yeah. Well, they took it.
Oh.
So like if you report them missing and they really? Find it, they'll tow it.
Oh. Well, that's, I mean, you still got it. You had to pay to get it. Out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fucking, why would they take it?
Make money.
Yeah.
I mean, if they just tell you it's on a street somewhere, then, you know. But so they put it in the impound lot, and my ma came out, and we go to the police station, and we talk to them. And this guy has this weird smirk on his face, like he knows. And I later find out why. But he's talking to me, and he's just talking real down to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, so you think someone stole this? I was like, I literally have no clue. I was like, I don't remember the night. He's like, you have the keys though? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, so it wasn't stolen. I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't where I parked it in the morning and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you were drinking? I was like, I don't know, maybe. And I didn't know if I could get in trouble for being underage and admitting and shit. And I was like, I don't remember. I don't remember the night. I might have been drugged or some shit like that. And,
yeah.
Which I still kind of think I might have been roofied or some shit, but I don't know. I also don't think I was. But so we go to the impound lot and my mom drives me over there and we go to pick it up. And the driver's side and passenger side windows are down.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, maybe the windows got broken. But then we get up closer to the car and there's dried vomit down the side of the driver's side.
Yeah.
And then I look in. My wallet is there, a bunch of shit in the cup holders and stuff is all there.
Yeah.
Clearly was not stolen. And so I get it, I drive it back to my apartment, and then I get out of the car, and as soon as I get out of the car, I go to talk to my mom, and she's just bawling.
Oh.
Just bawling her eyes out, because she knows. She's at that point, she's like, okay, you got hammered mm-hmm. and you drove your car somewhere, parked it, threw up out of the the window yeah. and then walked back to the party. And for a while I was really like, I don't think I did that.
Yeah.
Cause I was trying to talk to people and I was like, do you guys remember me being gone long enough for that to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because where I had put the car was found on a side street across the street from the entrance to Aquinas, which is a decent ways.
Yeah. Aquinas from
that, split.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. What?
No, but keep going.
Okay. Yeah. So like I went over there at one point, just to see how far away it was. And I was talking to some friends and they were like, I don't remember you being gone long enough to drive your car there, park it, and then walk back here. And mm-hmm. I was also like, I didn't even know where I was. That's why I drove.
Yeah.
So I imagine what happened is I did drive it. Mm-hmm. I was trying to go home and I went in the wrong direction.
Oh.
And then once I got nervous about being in the wrong direction, and then I probably maybe realized I was in the car, which wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
I parked it and got out and I walked back.
Okay.
Which I guess the fact that it was a straight shot makes a little more sense that I could have made it back to the house.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no clue.
Yeah.
I have no clue. But that also erases any chance that I was roofied, because the two times I actually have been roofied, you have no control.
Yeah.
Like I can get blackout drunk, like crazy blackout drunk, and I still function completely. Roofies, you don't.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I probably just did that.
Mm.
But really sad for my mom. And cleaning that dried vomit off was awful.
Yeah.
And getting the stupid sticker they put on your car that's made of whatever the fuck kind of sticky shit.
Yeah, I got towed once in GR and they can suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's what happened to me was I was seeing a girl who lived on the Pew campus, and I was just there's a spot where you could park for free, and so I parked there, and they had the city marathon the next day, and I maintain that I did not see a sign,
mm-hmm.
but also there were like four or five like cars in front of me like parked in the same spot. And so, like, I just parked there because that's where I usually parked.
You thought it was fine because there were cars there already.
Yeah, and I legit, like, do not remember seeing anything like, hey, city marathon. And then it got towed the next day. And then I was like, I didn't see a sign. They're like, well, I mean, everyone knows about the marathon. And I was like, fuck you guys. Like,
no, they don't.
Yeah, it cost me, like, I got a ticket. And then, like, it cost, like in total, it was, like, $250 to get my car back.
Yeah.
And I have to go, like, the fucking impound lot is, like, all the way towards fucking the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like the East Town Mall or whatever.
That's where they put my car.
I picked it up.
Yeah,
but it's fucking bullshit, and I was just pissed. And it also was a Saturday, and then like I went to go get my. They're like, "Well, we need, because it's in my mom's name." So they're like, "Well, we need her to go, and they need to like she needs to get her identity notarized." And I was like, "Where can they do that?"
Notarized.
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, where can she do that?" And they're like, "A bank." I was like, "It's Sunday." And they're like, "Yeah, I know, that sucks." I was like, "I want to be like, fuck you guys."
Yeah, it does
so
suck,
hard.
It?
Yeah,
fucking assholes.
But I ended up getting it, and it was during Laugh Fest too, and it was horseshit, and I was pissed.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but yeah, it was fucking.
It sucks,
God,
getting
dude,
your car
it's fucking
again.
Horseshit.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to be like, why couldn't you guys just move it to the parking lot right next to it? Like,
no,
the Grand Valley parking lot.
They don't make money doing that.
Exactly. It's such a fucking scam.
I mean, it's a whole industry. It's towing cars is a whole fucking industry.
And fucking horseshit, dude.
Well, it would have been nicer if you could have just gotten a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, give me a ticket and then just move it to the parking lot that I can't park in because I don't have a stupid fucking... If I would have parked my car in that parking lot, I would have just gotten a ticket for not having a pass and I wouldn't have gotten towed.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucking stupid.
And that you might have not even had to pay if you talked to the campus, because it would have been campus security that ticketed you.
And they might not even have gone around that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such bullshit.
Yeah, it was dumb. Ugh. It was rough. Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty rough intro to GR, and my parents, I don't think my parents were psyched about me living there in the first place, because it was a different step than mm-hmm. living on a campus.
Yeah. Well, downtown campus is pretty different too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're pretty much not living on campus.
Yeah. And like,
if
you want to do anything, you got to go, you have to
cross the bridge.
Yeah. You got to go across the bridge, and it's like either take the bus or.
Yeah. So.
Or drive. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I've been known to be a blackout walker.
Yeah.
Like, I walk when I blackout. Yeah. I've walked miles upon miles. I have stories of that shit. But, it was rough. It was rough seeing my ma cry. Mm-hmm. She just knew. And then every time we'd talk about it, I was like, you know what sucks is I don't know. I kind of wish I would remember the fact that I did that. And she's like, all signs point to you driving it drunk.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't hit anything or get hit.
Very true.
Yeah.
The dried vomit the on the side vomit, of the thing was not... That was such a mean little cherry on top.
Yep.
And the dude was so shitty to me because he knew too. He was like...
Do they like love it? Like they love being like, these fucking dumb college kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I hate them all.
Yeah, that's the story. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything else to it. They let me keep the car, which is surprising. It was like a strike.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I've talked about the story where I got the car finally got the car taken away, but I'll that'll be another note card secret. I think I talked about it on the old cast maybe, but that's a pretty good story.
All right,
that's a pretty good one. This one's all right, but hey, I had fun at the party though, so I guess that's good.
There you go. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
mom, great night.
It's just crazy. Like if I would have gone looking for it, I also didn't even know how to start going to look for it.
Yeah,
because I didn't remember shit.
Yeah.
But if we would have just driven, I would have seen it because it was right off of Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
Like I clearly pulled over and just stopped. I think the reason they found it is because it was I was going to get a ticket.
Oh.
And
so, it was already in their system?
Yeah.
All right. I got to pee. Can we pause it? And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
What's that from?
I have no clue. That's from one of the drops that the...
Oh, Chris gave you?
Chris gave me,
That's so good.
Yeah. Pee free. Feeling light.
Yeah.
Feeling lighter.
Feeling better.
Good, good. All right. What? I want to hear you regale me with a tale.
Okay. This is also not a proud moment in my history.
I wish that story was funnier because while I was telling it, I was like, there's not even really punches in this. It's just like a thing that happened, but whatever.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Disappointing
right. your parents.
Yeah. So, okay. So
I'm ready.
Either every morning I butt chug apple cider vinegar.
Ooh, okay.
I had to buy Plan B when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I used to go crumping with John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, the Crumpmeister.
That's what they call the Crumpmeister.
What did they used to call him? Donald Crump, right?
Ooh. I like that. That's good.
Donald
Crump.
I mean, I've seen your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you added something new to it, I thought you just butt chugged apple cider.
Yeah.
So I think that one's not true.
Yeah.
You know what?
I mean, you've seen my dance moves.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how I feel about clowns.
Yeah. So I don't think that's true. I don't think you'd be around a clown long enough to crump. Crumping can be pretty quick, but it's especially not fun to crump with a master of crump.
Yeah.
You know.
The master of Crump and sodomy and murder.
President Crump.
I was talking about Gacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, President Crump.
Gacy Stoddard.
Yeah. Ooh, there we go.
So I think that you had to buy Plan B in college.
Psych.
Oh, no.
No, it was. Yeah, I think actually I was out of college, but
Wait, can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
One time when I was working for the courtyard, they would have like an annual employee appreciation like week.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be a day where there was like a big cookout or picnic or something everybody could go to. And it was like Amway. It was Amway, JW Marriott Courtyard.
Okay.
They could all go. You could invite like a friend. So one time it was at the zoo and they had it catered by Sandman's though.
Oh, okay.
It was so fucking good.
Sandman's, yeah, so the no food, more.
No, yeah, bankrupt.
Yeah.
The food was amazing though, and I invited my buddy Sean, and then I hung out with all my work friends and stuff. And we're walking through the zoo at one point. We get to the lemur exhibit. I don't know why. It was just like a really random thing. I think it was like the first time I had heard about crumping, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I turned to my friend. Was it Sean that was with me? I think so. I turned to one of my coworkers, and I was like, dude, I know a lot about lemurs, man. He was like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah, did you know that lemurs hate crumping? They hate it. And he was like, what? Fuck you. And I was like, I swear to God, man, it's on the Discovery Channel. Like, lemurs hate crumping. And then he was like, prove it. And so, so I go, all right, I'll show you, man. So then I just like run out from the side of the lemur exhibit and right in front of them, and I start crumping like crazy, and all of them go buck wild, and they're grabbing at the front of the cage and like screaming through it and, like trying to like bite at me and shit. It was so fucking funny to me because it was a shot in the dark. I had no clue how they'd respond.
But I think it's an act of aggression.
Yeah. It was a war dance.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it started raining too.
Oh, that's fucking
just raining
great.
Blood. Yeah. But I don't know why that was so funny. I'll never get that. The vision of like nine lemurs up against
wanting
the cage
to kill you.
And just like shaking the cage and screaming at me. Yeah. That was very funny. So
that
just
is
crumping just reminded me of that. So
that's funny. They got those big eyes too.
Yeah.
Kicking my ass.
That's what crumping is, pretty much.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
All right. So plan B.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know really the events that led up to it, but I mean the I don't yeah. Anyways, let me start over.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
So pretty much, yeah. I was seeing a girl, and I don't know, we were at a party or something.
Long term.
I mean, you met her.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Some girl. And, we were, yeah. So we were at a party or whatever. Then we just went back to her place and had drunk sex. And, I just remember like usually
you guys drank the sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drunk sex. Yeah. No. And, yeah, usually, I mean, I always wear a condom and I also like usually pull out even when I'm wearing a condom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that for some reason I was just like, whatever, I'll just fucking, you know, fill up this condom. For once, you know.
Yeah, hey.
And,
that's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I'll just fucking use a condom, you know, to its
satiate
full potential.
Its appetite, yeah.
And and you know, as soon as I pulled out, I was like, oh, it's broken.
Ooh.
It's like around. It's like a fucking, you know, broken balloon, like around my fingertip.
Uh-huh.
That's a. I don't know. Yeah, it's just broken.
Did it the whole thing come out and it was broken, or did the
it was like
half stay inside of her?
What? Oh, no. Like, the condom was completely broken and around, like, the base of my dick. Like,
oh,
it was,
wow.
Like, completely, like, shattered. And I didn't, like, and somehow
so
didn't notice.
It didn't collect anywhere.
No,
It collected at the base of your dick.
It collected
and then you
in.
Just,
no. Yeah.
Yeah, and
no.
Then
yeah.
You just, yeah.
Yeah, and then she was the bone collector. And, yeah. No, it was all in her, and I was just like, fuck.
Oh, no.
And she was like, oh, God, what are we doing? I was like.
You were like, how are your Kegels?
Yeah. Well, then she was like, I was like, it was like 3 a.m. I was like, well, we got to go do something. I was like, but it's, you know, it's probably, Meyer's probably closed.
Uh-huh.
Because it's 3 a.m. or whatever. But,
well, so by plan B, it's closed.
Yeah.
Meyer's is 24 hours.
Yeah. But yeah. And it was
pharmacy,
also like,
nah, yeah.
None of us are going to, you know, neither of us can drive at this point.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, we're setting an alarm and we're getting up early and we're going to buy some plan B.
Did you live at the house at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And also I had to work.
I
had to go work at Jimmy John's. And so set an alarm for like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And go down to Meijer. And I was like, you know what? I already offered to pay for it. And then she was like, hey, I don't want to go get it. And I was like, all right, I'll go buy it. So walk in and some old lady's there. And I was like, yeah, can I get the plan B? And she's just like, oh, on a Sunday.
Oh, no. She's giving you the dirt.
Yeah, dude, she was really not nice. And I was like, yep, the Lord's Day. I didn't say that. But I was like, yep, I just need plan B. Can you hurry up?
You just stood like 15 feet away and you put a collection plate out to have her drop the plan B fill in the collection plate. Yeah.
I was just like, I'm sorry. It's the Lord's Day. Who gives a fucking shit about him? You know, I don't want to. Let's make this snappy. You know, I'm working on fucking borrowed time.
Yeah.
You know?
Last night I turned a condom into into a garbage bag. You know, I don't know. Shouldn't have said a
broken,
thing.
Yeah. Couldn't sleeveless, fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Know, pretty much. Yeah.
I ripped the sleeve off of my condom.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
I was
Larry the cable guy to just get her done. Yeah.
What if I get her done?
There we go.
That's not what I was looking for, but
so just like, yeah, can I get it? And then she's like, whatever. And then just like goes back and gets it. And then
you're like, hey, lady, fuck you.
Yeah.
Why aren't you at church right now?
Yeah, and then
it's Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, you're the one. You're enabling me. You're
hey, you fucking you're hypocrite. Fucking,
yeah, exactly. So yeah, then I pay for it, and I forget what she said, but it was something really
snarky.
Like, yeah, really snarky. And I just remember grabbing it and going, I just go, fuck you. And usually, like that's not something I would do, but I was just like. Like,
I had to set an alarm for this, asshole. Like, I had the
I'm
worst
stressed
sleep
out
of my life.
Yeah, I don't
want to work
it.
Later
yeah.
at Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I really don't want it. Like, I don't ever want to have kids. And, like, this is, like, and, you know, fucking, I, yeah, you know, yeah, just I don't want the,
any of
I don't
any
want it to
happening.
Be in there longer than it has to be. You yep. know, I want to catch this thing as soon as possible. Yeah, I just want to get this fucking over with. God, I wish I remember. She said something like "God bless" or something like that. And I was just like, "Fuck you!" Like, I should have been like, even if she was pregnant, I would still abort it.
Yeah,
and I would give you the fetus, you fucking twat. Yeah, she was so just awful.
So shitty.
So
it's a hard thing to even do anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can't be you. It's not like you can be the doctor at an abortion clinic and the person out front picketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you walk by a bunch of picketers and then you go into the doctor's room and you're like, hey, weren't you fucking, were just outside holding the sign, weren't you? And they're like, yeah, what is business is business.
Yeah, I don't agree with what I do. Yeah.
But I have a vacuum.
Yeah. I was just like, I fucked up. I'm trying to fix a mistake. Like, I just want to get out of here. And then so
I was cooking too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going too hard. It's, you know.
It's not my fault. I was just... Yeah.
Real dry
vagina. Burning rubber.
Yeah. Too much friction last night, okay? Yeah.
So I go in the car, give it to her, and she takes it. And it's like 9 in the morning now, and I was like, well, I got to be to work at 10:30. I'm usually not up this early.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go get McDonald's breakfast? And she's like, yeah, that actually does sound really good. And I was like, let's go get some McDonald's breakfast. And then we got some, and then we just pulled off and ate it in my car, and I was just like, I am absolute trash.
Hey.
I'm glad I'm not bringing a child into this. Cause
at least you had McDonald's. Did that brighten your day up a bit?
Yeah, it did. I was like,
what'd you get?
I think I was a big McGriddles guy.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I've never tried a McGriddle.
I liked it. I always got the egg bacon McGriddle.
I like that.
Yeah,
I would get the egg bacon cheese biscuit.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
dude. I got lucky with having that one time, and I was like, this is it. This is the boy I'm sticking with. They're greasy biscuit. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Kill me.
Yep. I think I got an extra hash brown. I was like, because I need it. You know, I needed a stretch hash brown.
You know how much I like their hash browns. Yeah.
Can you guys give me 15 hash browns?
What? It was more than that even, wasn't it?
I think it was 15 or 16.
Oh, my God. But,
they were not happy.
No, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
like, can you guys call ahead next time? Yeah, we got a large hash brown order coming your way.
Yeah, sorry.
Get ready.
Our buddy didn't warn us on our way out to get late night McDonald's that he was going to be on mushrooms and wanted 15 or 16 hash browns.
Yeah.
And we think he was kind of joking. But
yeah.
And then I just ate them in the laundry room giggling to myself that you actually bought them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
I fuck with their hash browns.
They're good hash browns, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it was a stressful
situation. Did she have to work?
No, I just had to, you know, I'm the fucking breadwinner.
Yeah.
You
know? I brought home the bacon and I brought home the McGriddle bacon and the plan B.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. That was a fucking punch to the wallet that day. Fucking plan B is like 40, 50 bucks.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not that bad for, not an abortion.
Yeah.
What
are
abortions like, $250?
Something like that. But I mean, I was working Jimmy John's wage.
Right.
Making, I worked like 10:30 to 5, I think, on Sundays, and we'll maybe get $30 in tips. Yeah, it was fucking trash.
You're going up to every single one, like, bro, I'm sorry, I don't mean to ever beg for tips, but I gotta buy Plan B. I just bought Plan B.
Yeah, I'm broke.
I gotta make it back. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, it was all right. It was just
I've heard those aren't great days for.
No, yeah, and I felt bad because I was like,
did she have to work?
No, she didn't have to work, but I remember I was talking to a girl who had taken it before, and she's like, yeah, my tits swelled up, and like, you feel nauseous, and I was
I was going to say, nausea is big, I've heard. And,
I was like, oh, like, I would have, like, any other day, I would have, you know, she would have taken it, I would have stayed with her, but I was like, no, I had to fucking go work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I took Plan B one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, just to, like, you know, walk a day in those heels.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know what it, you know, relate.
Yeah.
Be able to relate, and... oddly enough, it created a baby in my ass.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. It was good for me. I don't know.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, it was weird, though.
Yeah.
I paid $50 for the Plan B, and then I had to pay $300 for my butt abortion. And it was... Guys don't take it. I mean, unless you want a kid.
Yeah.
Unless you want to make a kid.
Mm-hmm. Trust me. You don't want to.
Yeah, that was the first draft of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Twins.
No, not twins. Wait, where's the one when he's pregnant? Is that twins?
No, that's... Oh, what is that?
I don't know, because I thought twins immediately, and then you said
it. I thought
it
was, too, yeah.
There's something...
Mr. Man?
No, fuck, what is it?
I don't know.
Where did I put my phone?
My ass.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Hold on, I gotta find this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woody
yeah,
is no. screaming right now because yeah. he knows what it is.
My name's Woody. I'm sorry, Woody.
Woody's knowledge of film is insane. And when he and I started living together, mm-hmm. Maybe we weren't living together at the time, but we were hanging out quite a bit. We went over to my friend Adam and Hadley's place where I ended up living for a little while. And then like my friend Sean, Perry, Brian, Tony, Hunter, mm-hmm. the whole crew, Lacey and everybody were there. And everyone was like, let's play Seen It.
Oh, yeah.
And jokingly, I was like, Woody and I will be on a team.
Mm.
And we were joking yeah. to be like, that's not going to happen because we'll kick your asses.
Yeah.
And Sean and everybody took that as like, fuck you, I bet you won't.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Cleaned house.
We lapped them on the yeah. board.
That's a fun
like
game.
Four like or five
game.
Times. Yeah. It was so much fun that to know every single answer to shit. Like mm-hmm. that was a really good time.
Yeah.
I don't
Did you have the DVD one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those nice. Ones were fun. And it yeah, would play like the yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got the game for like Christmas or something and
that's
then
a fun ass game.
Yeah, we'd always play games and shit together. Yeah. What the fuck is the name? Okay, there's Twins.
Yeah.
It had to have been after Twins, I guess.
Yeah.
Kindergarten Cop, Total Recall.
Did you Google Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant movie?
I should have just done that. Oh. Junior.
Junior.
Oh, Junior. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. It was the same year True Lies came out.
Oh.
So, like, a really good Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and Junior. Oh, it's because Danny DeVito's in Junior, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Damn, he's in everything.
Oh, shit. That's great. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Me neither. No.
I gotta see it.
Aww.
Alex Hesse and Larry Arbogast are working on a new drug which will reduce the chances of a woman's body rejecting an embryo and thus causing a miscarriage. When their research funding is withdrawn, a human experimentation is denied to them. They decide to test the drug by briefly impregnating Hesse. Hesse, however, becomes attached to his unborn baby. They put his in quotes like that was the bomb that they dropped. Like, hey, if you're reading this and you don't realize they're both men.
Yeah.
all right cool
so we're yeah
a man who's pregnant.
What? Don't say no more. We're shooting tomorrow.
Say no more. Yeah. Monet more. All right so I think that's good. We got a
yeah.
blackout car lost and then we got a blackout baby lost.
Yeah, exactly. Scrambling those eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever think about shit like think about what your kid would have been, like every jizz you make, like which one would have made it?
No.
I think about that sometimes. Not no. for long.
I hope I'm
mostly
sterile.
Just giggling. I don't know if I am.
I hope
no,
they're
you know
just
what I know
like,
I'm
you
not.
You are the most impotent person. Or impotence is you can't get hard, right?
I think it's a mix. Okay. I think impotence impotent? Is like, Aaron, just
yeah.
like,
yeah. You're just sterile.
Your dick either doesn't work or, mm-hmm. I think it's usually more so used for being shooting blanks.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like you don't perform like a regular male specimen. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm not yeah. a doctor. I'm a sperm bank reject, man.
Oh, yeah. Sperm bank reject. I forgot about that.
They're supposed to tell you if you're if you shoot blanks, though.
Oh, okay.
They're supposed to tell you if you shoot blanks, if it's medical,
mm-hmm.
which would be STDs and shit.
Yeah.
I think it was my background. I think it's the depression and like
yeah.
the weird shit like that. It had to have been that or the fact that I told them I graduated from college and I didn't. So I don't know yeah. if they did like a background check. I assumed they wouldn't.
Yeah.
But they might have done that. So who knows?
You never know.
I don't yeah. know. All right.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 60 seconds of Kids Bop.
Yeah.
Plan B Kids Bop.
Ooh.
Get ready to soak up the sun and have some fun.
If you want to, I can save you.
It's time to bop with Kids Bop 3, an all-new collection of songs recorded for kids by the Kids Bop Kids. This 2-CD collection is not available in any store.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
Go say,
no matter what I do.
Kids Bop 3 will have you singing and jumping. It's over 100 minutes of fun packed into one amazing collection.
To order, call the number on your screen. You must be 18 or older to call.
They said crunk. A bunch of kids saying crunk. Oh, man.
We had to listen to Kids Bop when I worked at the daycare.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was bad,
you told me about that, yeah.
Fucking Kesha songs they would do. Ugh. Yeah.
Wake up in the morning in my apple juice.
They said instead of a... what was it? Trying to get a little bit tipsy, they'd be like, trying to get a little bit silly.
Oh, yeah. You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking...
Oh, I don't like that they did that Shakira song, because...
Yeah, that's creepy.
I'm very aroused by that music video.
Yeah, what would they do, the breast small and humble part?
Oh, yeah, I wonder what they say there. Well, I mean, I guess they could still that could still be true for...
Teeth. Keep my baby teeth small and humble, so I don't confuse them with mountains. Whatever. I'll tell you what they should say.
Tell me.
And that's the way the news goes.
And right about that time, I started banging her and mowing her box.
mowing her box.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay on this page?
No, yeah. We can get going. Oh, my bad. I forgot where. We're wrapping it up, aren't we?
All right, you guys.
Wrap it up and wrap it up.
We're,
He needs some milk.
We're at that point of the episode. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
suck our dicks.
Blow it. Yeah. Blow it. It's the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah. But name that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Name the episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Name that episode sounds better to me for some reason.
Sure.
Blame that episode.
Ooh.
I blame it on both of us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy. But I think we have an idea that we're in complete agreement on.
Yeah.
What is it? Unanimous.
Yeah, because we only wrote it. That was the only thing.
The one thing,
yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donald Crump.
Yep.
You guys, is
Donald
the...
Crump.
Is the name of this episode.
Yeah.
I think we're sticking with that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Crump it is.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of it. That's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to our stories. Sorry they weren't entertaining.
Sorry they weren't uplifting. Like, I mean, go eat some fucking McDonald's breakfast.
Hey, that's when's this the last episode time was sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say when they
I'm not having a kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm aborting it.
Loving not having a kid.
Yeah,
loving,
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aborting it.
What was I going to say? When McDonald's started doing select breakfast menus at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, doggy. Was it that? That was the
greatest.
That's
when you get the hash browns, yeah.
That was the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, McDonald's did a hot dog at one point. They tried selling hot dogs at one point.
They had a thing. It was called like
McDog.
McDog?
Yeah.
They had a thing called the grilled chicken flatbread.
Huh.
It was like, it was just pretty much, it was essentially a chicken taco. And it was fucking good, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember, like, yeah, when I would go to, like, my friend Mitch's house, we would always get that. And it was fucking great.
I haven't had McDonald's in so long.
Yeah, me neither.
I should. I need to get some hash browns back in my life.
Yep.
I don't think there's one close to us, though.
Yeah, there's one by that Target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right.
Well, I might have to do that, do myself dirty. They had I just read that KFC has something in Japan or in Asia somewhere. Only that those KFCs are selling. They have a pizza they're making now.
What?
And the crust is fried chicken.
Fuck you, KFC. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You are just making a mockery
of
food.
I never had the double down. I never had one.
It was disgusting.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was. No, it was good. It was really good.
It was good, yeah.
But it, like, you couldn't hold it because it was so fucking greasy. It was just like I was eating. I was like, I am ashamed of this. Like, it's fucking like, it was so fucking bad.
Oh, I want one so bad. I mean, it's not hard to make.
I'd rather be walked in that, like, I'd rather be caught masturbating than eating the double down, you know?
Shut your butt.
Yeah. It was just.
It opened your butt.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Literally, it was just, it was shameful, man. I went to confession after that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's been 13 years. Well, what happened? I had a double down. Well, get the fuck out of my church.
Hey, well, shove a couple of rosary beads up your ass and
exactly.
Say a Hail Mary a couple times.
Yeah.
all right, you guys. I think that's the end of the episode here. I apologize for everything that we've ever done ever. And I appreciate you listening. I don't know where our song went. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I checked that out with her eating hot wings.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I apologize. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Follow the Instagram is the most I post ever. I never post on Twitter. And you guys hear all the shit that I would post on Twitter and joke of the gay anyways. So do that. Go to moistjunk.com. Buy some stuff. If you guys use the promo code FARTCAST,
you get
15% off your entire order. Do that. And if you want a quick way of doing it, just click the link in the description of the episode. It's on the site, it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Stitcher. It's not on Spreaker anymore. I took that off.
Spreaker box.
Yeah, that's we just weren't getting listeners at all.
Don't know what Spreaker is.
It's just another podcast app, but
sounds like shit. Shitter. Yeah,
Squeaker.
Take that,
or
Spreaker.
Streaker.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
unless they sponsor us, and they're the
streaking
best.
Your undies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a new audio waveform scene coming out.
Those are fun.
So check those out for the episode previews. Go to the Instagram, see those. I guess that's all for me.
Nice. Mitch Marvin Thalen, come to Seattle and tell me to cut my fucking hair. Casey _ Satter, all lowercase at Twitter and everything else. Just respect my privacy and tell Mitch Thalen I'm coming for him.
I'm coming because of him.
Yeah.
I think about him when I jerk off. I'm gay.
I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
She spends a lot of cash.
Well, her vibes are rather reckless.
She's heading for a crash.
Or a flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. And she wonders without knowing, where did we begin?
Mary Mo.
She's a vegetarian.
But show like the bone.
You know she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get her far.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets her to where she's going.
I don't know.
All like the bone.